slides, yeah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين Always and forever we begin by praising Allah نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah And we send our love, our greetings and salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم To his pious and his pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst them Ameen, Ameen, والحمد لله الحمد لله we are joined today by Radio Voice of the Cape Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair for being with us and all the listeners May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you Ameen on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It's a bit of a difficult week for those of you who are following, and you should follow the news. The leader of Hamas, a man who has been his whole life struggling for the deen, struggling in jihad, struggling for his people, struggling for the whole ummah, Al-Hafidh Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh, who was the first prime minister of Hamas, and then was the political leader, the man who was trying to negotiate a peace for his people, was assassinated on Wednesday in Tehran, in Iran, by the oppressive entity of Israel. And across the Ummah, in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, and with our brother Ismail Haniyeh, there will be a janazah salah after Jumu'ah. And across the world, we will show the solidarity that this Ummah has with Palestine. And it's a very, I said it's sad, and we'll talk today in Jumu'ah, you know, where's the help of Allah? How much more does this ummah have to go through? And that's what we're going to talk about. But before we talk specifically about our pain, we also want to mention a few things about Brother Ismail Haniyeh Rahimullah. As I mentioned, he was the leader, the face of Hamas. And he was negotiating the peace. This says a lot about Israel. The ruler of Qatar, the peace negotiations happen in Qatar, he says, how can one party claiming to want peace then assassinates the other party who is busy calling to peace? And throughout the world, it was understood that Hamas, yes, is a resistance movement. It's there for change with even military means. But Ismail Haniyeh was one of those who looked for a peaceful way forward. He was pragmatic. And they deliberately took him out. And to show you what kind of people we're dealing with in Israel, while the peace negotiations were going on, Eid al-Fitr, a few months ago, they targeted his family. He lost three of his sons and four of his grandchildren, girls. So subhanAllah, when he was asked, you know, you have lost your kids, your grandkids, and he said, you know, alhamdulillah, every single person in Gaza has lost a family member. There isn't, no blood is different to anyone. Everyone, every family has lost a relative. And also the fact that it was done in the heart of another country, it violated the sovereignty of Tehran. A few hours before, the reason why Ismail Haniyeh was in Iran was to congratulate the new elected president of Iran. 5 hours after shaking the hand of the president of Iran, he was assassinated, surrounded by many. You know, his building was bombed. And this was in the heart of the diplomatic arena of Iran. What this also shows, so what, you know, the apartheid state of Israel wants to show to the world our strength, we don't care what you say. There was a warrant that they are guilty of war crimes. Shows that they don't care about that. They're willing to violate every rule in the book. They want to show and project an aura of invincibility and power. We can get you wherever you want. We have the technology and the ability to get you wherever you are. Well, we ask, if you're able to strike in the heart of your enemy, one man so precisely, then why are you killing 40,000 civilians in Gaza? A place that has no radar, that has no air defenses. If you are so precise, then why are you killing so many civilians? And why did you need to kill 20,000 children? This just shows you that what's happening in Gaza is not, it is a genocide as ruled by the international court. So for us as an ummah, as we see this going on for decades and this particular chapter, this genocide happening now since the 7th of October, we might ask as an ummah, how many more hits can we take and where is the help of Allah? And in our moments of dark days, we reflect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the best of people through hardship. And we look at how they experience and how they use, what did they do when things were down? Even Rasulullah ﷺ, who is very optimistic and very positive, he had some very difficult days in his life and he was down. And how did he pick himself up? And this, mashallah, we have a beautiful hadith that we all know. Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Nabi, our mother, she asked the Nabi, she asked, you know, this is a wife asking her husband, did you ever experience a day worse than Uhud? Because in her mind, the day of Uhud, where many, many Sahaba died, and the Nabi himself was struck multiple times, he was almost killed. In her mind, this was the worst day of your life. There was no day worse, more dangerous than Uhud. And he said that there was a day worse than Uhud, and we'll end off to talk about what that day was. But Uhud definitely was outwardly the biggest defeat for the Muslims. And therefore, when we read Surah Ali Imran, which speaks about the Battle of Uhud, it has now so much meaning for us as we're going through our own fight and our own losses. And as we just remember the Battle of Uhud quickly, it was the people of Mecca, the Quraysh, a superior army, superior technology, invading a Muslim land. Remember, whatever is happening, it's not Iran invading Israel. It's not us invading other lands. It's our lands being invaded. Whatever is happening is us defending our people, our own land. And so the Muslims experienced this. And a superior enemy came to destroy, not just to conquer, to win a battle, but to kill everybody in Medina. And the Muslims went out to meet them. And obviously the Muslims were scared. They were much less in number. And just before the battle happened, a group of munafiqs left the army. Just a few moments before the battle. And you can imagine the psychological harm that it does when you are being invaded and the people that you depend on stab you in the back. And we'll talk about this because this is relevant to us. But then in spite of our few numbers, in spite of how superior the enemy was, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a brilliant strategy, and the Sahaba stuck to it and they began to win, and they won the initial phase of the battle. And after it appeared that they won, they disputed and argued and debated over a dunya matter, which caused them to break the strategy. And then of course the tide was turned and the Muslims ultimately lost the battle, and in so doing many Muslims died and the Nabi himself was injured. And so we take parallel. So now after the Battle of Uhud, Allah reveals ayat. Allah talks to us in the moment of our loss. Allah talks to the Sahaba. What do you learn from this experience? And what do we learn when we go through days that are very bitter? When we have to swallow a bitter pill, what do we say? What do we learn? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala almost wants to tell us, the game is the same. The players are the same. You're going to have the good guys, the bad guys, the munafiqs. What do you do as individuals? This is what Allah is asking. So as for the enemies, back then it was the Quraysh. Then there were the Romans, then there were the Persians, then there were the Mongolians. Many came and they went and they disappeared. Islam is still here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, today you look at your enemy and maybe you are in awe of their technology and their power. Allah says, لَا يُغُرَنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Do not be deceived by the prosperity, by the power and the might of the disbelievers in the land. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. This is just a brief moment of enjoyment. ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمَ بِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. That this is just a few years where they will have superiority, but ultimately they have eternity in Jahannam waiting for them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Verily those who, they are disbelievers. يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That they spend, those people, those governments, those groups who spend their money, their wealth, their energy and their power against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says they will do that. Let them spend them. Let them spend what they want. So they will continue to spend in opposition to Allah. ثُمَّ تَكُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَسْرَةٌ ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. That this will ultimately be a huge calamity for them. Allah is almost saying, do you think that this happens without my permission? Do you think that they are fighting against me and getting small wins because I don't allow it? I'm allowing them to do that. And I'm allowing them to go and I'm giving them rope until it will strangle them. And then when I take them, it will be finished. I only strike once. Allah hits once and that's it. And so Allah says, do not be deceived by their power. It is meaningless. Their time is already limited. Then we have from Uhud, as we said, there were those who we depended on. There were those who said, we will support you and fight you with you. And when the time came, where were they? In fact, they broke ranks just before the battle. And so one of the lessons that we learn in days like this, we understand who our true friends are and who our enemies are. We know where the ummah really stands. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ تَقَلْ جَمْعَانِ. Whatever befell you on the day of Uhud, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It was because of the decree of Allah. Nothing happens except with the permission of Allah. Don't think Allah is out of control. Allah is in control of anything. And Allah says, so ya Allah, why did you do this? Allah says, لِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So that I will get to know who are the believers. وَلْيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. And I can make clear who are the good guys and the bad guys. I can distinguish who are the believers and who are the munafiqs. When it was said to them, when we said now, just like we have those who look like, that's like in the time of the Nabi Sallam, there were those who were with them, looked like them, dressed like them. And when push came to shove, they abandoned the ummah. They are those of us who claim to be part of this ummah, who Allah has given the ability. And we said, support us. What did they say? When it was said to them, this is the Quran, Allah says, when it was said to them, come fight in the cause of Allah, fight in the path of Allah, or at least defend yourselves. The enemy is not coming just for the Palestinians. They are coming against the ummah. And you think once they conquer the one, they're going to stop there? You are next. At least then be selfish and defend yourself. When it's said to them, what do they say? They said, if there really was going to be a fight, if this really was serious, we would support you. But this is just talk. It's not real, man. It's not real. They make every excuse not to go out. Allah says that they were closer to kufr than iman. They are closer to being disbelievers than believers. And saying with their mouth what is not true in their heart, and Allah is well aware of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He knows who the believers and who the munafiqs are. But Allah wants them to prove it to themselves that you betrayed the ummah in time of difficulty. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ. And these same people, all they do is they don't support, they don't help, they don't do anything. They only criticize from the scenes. And they said, if you listened to us, if you had only listened to us and taken our advice, you wouldn't have had such a defeat at Uhud. So Allah says to them, oh, if that's true, فَدْرَعُوا أَنْ أَنفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Then you show me how you defend yourself against Allah when He brings death to you. If you are so smart, and you know better, show us how you defend yourself when your day of maut comes, how you can stop Malik al-Maut. Allah asks them. So there's the enemies. Allah says, don't worry about them. They will come and they will go. The munafiqs, Allah says, we'll show you their true colors in the time of difficulty. It was true in Uhud, it is true now. Then of course there are those who are in the fight, those who do go out. And many of them fight and they die in the martyrs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of the reasons why these bad days happen, Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي بِتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. Allah says, don't ever weaken or become discouraged in your fight against the enemy, in your fight for what is good. If إِن تَكُونُ تَأْلَمُونَ, that if you were injured and you are suffering, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ, that you are hitting them as well. While they hit you, you lose people and you suffer. Don't think the enemy isn't getting hurt as well. Just like you can hit back as well. They hit you and you hit them back. However, Allah says, while you lose numbers, while you bury your dead, and they bury their dead, وَتَرْجَوْنَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَرْجُونَ. You have hope in something from Allah that they have no hope in. You get Jannah, they get Jahannam. It's not equal. They bomb, we bomb back. They shoot, but they have no hope in Allah. We have hope in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَّ الَّذِينَ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْذُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah says, this is the sunnah of Allah. This is the reality. Today, as we said, today it's Israel. Yesterday it was a different enemy, and before that it was a different enemy. Allah says, now go through history and look at what was the ultimate outcome. The ummah always prevailed. The ummah always prevailed. We had countless enemies, and there were moments when it looked like this ummah was going to collapse, when it looked like it's no way we can win this fight. All those enemies are on the junk pile of history, but this ummah remains. So Allah says, go, don't take this on face value. You have history to prove that you're going to win eventually. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And so then don't ever feel sad, and don't ever give up hope. أَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You have the superior hand. Allah is saying to us, you are in the ascendancy if you believe in Allah. If you really believe in Allah, then you will be superior. If you have suffered injuries, Allah says, then they have suffered similarly. And we alternate victory and defeat. Not even the Anbiya had days of defeat. We are going through our days of defeat. But our days of victory will come, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and one of the reasons why He does this, لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْهُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. One of the reasons Allah says, I put this ummah through hardship so that I can give people the honor of being shaheed. MashaAllah. Brother Ismail got that. Allah says, only special people are selected. We make that dua. Oh Allah, grant us to be minan nabiyyin, wa siddiqeen, wa shuhada, wa salihu. Make dua, all of us make dua. Ya Allah, let us be of the shuhada. So Allah says, I'm giving it to you. It's a gift I'm giving to some of the ummah that they get the honor of being shaheed. The shaheed, subhanallah, he is the only person. As we know in the hadith, the shaheed is the only person when he dies, he longs to come back to the dunya. Why? So he can be made shaheed again. The reward he gets is so great that he wants to ask Allah, oh Allah, send me back to the dunya so I can die again as shaheed because of what you're giving me in the akhirah. So Allah says, we do this, we put the ummah through a bit of hardship so that we can make a few special people shuhada and that we may distinguish. وَلِيُمَخِّصَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And so that we can make the believers to know who the believers are true and who the disbelievers are. The good guys and the bad guys. Who are the ones killing children? Who are the ones bombing hospitals, schools, journalists, killing civilians, killing anybody? So you can see clearly now. Allah wants the world to see who is right and who is wrong. So when He strikes, there's no denial anymore of who was the one that was the aggressor. And Allah says to all of us, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Do you really think that you're going to get to Jannah so easily? And without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing who are those who seriously struggle in His path. Who of you are going to seriously struggle? There has to be some kind of fight for this ummah. And there will be these difficult days. So this is, as I said, the same group. There's going to be the enemies. And if we defeat this enemy, I can guarantee you there'll be another enemy tomorrow. As there was yesterday. There will be those that we depend on, that we said, why are you not helping us? And they will let the ummah down. In every day and age, the other munafiqs, and Allah protect us from being from amongst them. We will rather be oppressed, we'll rather be bombed, we'll rather lose everything than to be in that group. Do you really want to be? So Allah's asking you, look at the different camps. Do you want to be the one that is bombing and killing children? Do you want to be that guy? Do you want to be the coward who has the power to do something but he doesn't care about anything except himself? If you're lucky, you can be like the shaheed. These kind of events are opportunities. They don't happen all the time. And that is why Aisha says, after Uhud, even though Uhud was the worst day of our lives, it was also the day that certain people were made superheroes. One of them was Talha radiallahu anhu. Talha radiallahu anhu was the man who defended the Nabi Sallallahu right to the end. He was the last line of defense. And so the Sahaba would say, oh, the day of Uhud was a great victory for Talha. That was the day he guaranteed himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when things became tough, he rose to the occasion. No one else got the opportunity like him. He rose to the occasion. So now, this is the time. This is the time that somebody can rise up, that a group can rise up and become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of hardship, it's also a time of opportunity for the ummah. So then at the end of the battle of Uhud, Allah reveals all these ayat. Don't worry, the enemies, they only have their time in the sun now. The munafiqs, we wanted to show who they are. Their cowardly ways, we exposed them for you. And we took shuhada from amongst you. But now as for the rest of us, this is the message Allah wants from us. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you believe, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah mentions this ayah that we mention every Jumu'ah. Allah says, the priority is not this dunya. You're all going to die. All of us are going to die. But the priority is die as a Muslim. Die with iman. Die with the kalima on your lips. Die, then you have a janazah salah. Any other way is failure. That is the priority. When we look at success and failure, those who die with Islam as a Muslim, alhamdulillah, you have achieved this life. This life is a test, it's an illusion. That is how you escape it. Die. Do not die illa wa antum muslimun. And Allah says, wa'tasimu. And now, O ummah, Allah speaking to all of us, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a wa la tafarraku. Allah says, my ummah, my people, this ummah, stand firmly, hold firmly onto the rope of Allah. If you have any hope of survival, you must unite amongst yourselves and do not be divided. And do not be like those who split into different groups and sects. who divided amongst themselves, who fought amongst themselves, who argued amongst themselves, and that's when the punishment came upon you. So Allah then gives a post-mortem of Uhud. Allah says, what went wrong in Uhud? The enemy was stronger, but you defeated them. The enemy was stronger than you. They came and invaded you. The munafiqs betrayed you, but still you won. You were still victorious. Until what happened? How did we lose the victory? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدَ صَدَقُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. Allah says, I fulfilled my promise to you, to the Sahaba and to the Ummah. I gave you what I promised. If you follow my instructions, I said you will win. And I was true to it. You got the victory. Until you, O Ummah, until you broke your promise with me. When you began to lose your courage and you began to dispute amongst yourselves, you began to disunite. Now the Sahaba did this, they had a bit of a quarrel and some fought, some disagreed with each other. So Allah, but this is a lesson for us. Allah says, I will give you the victory and I'm giving you the victory until you yourselves, O Ummah, you divided. Your ulama don't stand together. Your families are divided. You don't work together. You are so worried about your petty differences, two brothers fighting. You don't care how the ummah is burning. When you, O ummah, are disunited, you will lose your courage. And then you become weakened. And then you disobeyed me. And then you lost your victory. This was in your hands. This is what you did, O ummah. So after that, Allah subhanahu says, some of you, your focus was the dunya. You got distracted by the dunya. You were in the middle of a war for survival. And then you saw the booty. You are in the middle of a genocide. What are you doing for the ummah? Your priorities only is the dunya. So Allah says, some of you, your priority is the dunya. And others, alhamdulillah, your priority is the akhirah. And so, because of that, you lost the victory which Allah had promised to you as a test. But now, subhanAllah, look at this ayah. After the ummah, we had done the wrong. And we had broken our promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, after that, afa ankum. Allah says, but I forgave you. I forgive you. O ummah, I forgive you. No problem. You made that mistake? Don't worry. I forgive you. And I pardon you. And so then Allah says that, remember when you were running away, you even left the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you lost your victory. فَأَتَاكُمْ وَلَا مَا وَلَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ. Allah says, in spite of your weakness and your own disunity and your own mistakes that you've made, don't feel bad. MashaAllah, subhanAllah, Allah is saying to the people of Uhud and to this ummah, don't harp on yesterday. Don't become and become regretful and remorseful. You made a mistake. Let's work on today. Let's work on tomorrow. That you've lost it. There's another opportunity for victory. And do not feel bad about what you've lost. This is all part of Allah's plan. Learn from it. Learn from it. From today, learn from it. This ummah, if you have all the ingredients, Allah is saying, all the ingredients to succeed is in your hands. If you do what I command you to do, you will be successful. And so do not become despondent, O ummah. Do not become weakened. Do not become impatient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in Surah Ali Imran, Allah reminds us about His promise. He says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you that your enemies can never inflict a harm on you except a little bit. Whatever they do, they can never defeat the ummah. The ummah will never be defeated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always protect the ummah. Yes, one or two of us might get harmed, or some places might be injured, but the ummah will always survive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma kana Allah, that Allah will never leave the believers ala ma antum alayhi hatta tamizu al-khabitha min al-tayyib. And He promises, I will not leave this ummah in that state. You will not stay like this forever. If you are in a low point, it is a promise in the Quran. The ummah will not be like this until He makes clear who are the good and the bad ones. In yansurukum Allah fala ghaliba lakum. Remember, O ummah, if Allah helps you, none can defeat you. If Allah helps you, nobody can defeat you. وَإِنْ يَحْذُلْكُمْ. And if He denies you any help, then none can support you against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And so therefore, put your trust and your hope in Allah. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And Allah says, and no victory is in the hands of anyone except Allah. It doesn't matter what happens in the White House or in this country or that. It doesn't matter what weapons you have. Victory and defeat is in the hands of Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, oh, Allah says to us, oh, if you have people of iman, اصبروا, be patient, وصابروا, and persevere, ورابطوا, and stand firmly against injustice, and be strong, واتقوا الله, and put your trust and fear in Allah, لعلكم تفلحون, and inshallah, Allah says, you will be victorious. So, this is what Allah revealed to the Ummah in their darkest day in the Battle of Uhud. You made a mistake, don't feel bad. Pick yourselves up, and you will win tomorrow. Today you lost, they also lost. They hurt you, but you hurt them. You get Jannah, they don't get Jannah. You look at their power, don't worry. Their power is, I am giving them that power, but I will take them to account. And look at all the superpowers of the past. They disappeared and this Ummah remains. And Allah mentions and Allah reminds, He promises the Ummah, you persevere, continue and be strong, you will be victorious. Now remember I mentioned that the Nabi ﷺ was asked by Aisha, was there ever a day worse than the Uhud, the Battle of Uhud, which Allah mentions so much in the Quran. And Nabi ﷺ says, yes, there was a day worse than Uhud. Uhud was like maybe number two. The worst day was Taif. The day of Taif. Now why was Taif so bad? The Nabi ﷺ perhaps was injured more in Uhud. Taif, they weren't going to kill him, he ran away, but he wasn't at risk of death maybe. And not anyone, nobody died in Taif, where many people, many Sahaba died in Uhud. So why is Taif worse? Because after the event, the Nabi ﷺ went to look for a place for shelter. He went to this group of people to say, help me, my people in Makkah, my family, they want to kill me, they rejected me. And after the people of Taif kicked him out, stoned him, he felt, Ya Allah, have you left me? And perhaps this is the lowest point. The low point was, I don't know if Allah, you are angry with me. When you are being hurt, we don't like the hurt. When we are sick, when we are going through financial difficulty, we're going through some difficulty, all of us go through difficulty. That's one component. But what hurts more is, Ya Allah, are you punishing me? Have you left me? This is the lowest point. And the Nabi was saying, this was my low point. And then he made this beautiful dua. And so when all else fails on the worst day of your life, when things are bad, look at the Nabi. This is what he says. On the worst day of my life, I made this dua. And so we make this dua. We've adapted it for the Ummah. We make dua on behalf of the whole Ummah. The Nabi says, oh Allah, to you alone. And we say, oh Allah, to you alone. We complain to you, Ya Allah. We complain to you alone, Ya Allah. We don't complain except to you of our weakness and our lack of resources and the humiliation that we're in, Ya Allah. We complain to you. You are Arhamur Rahimeen. You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. You are the Lord, O Allah, of all the weak and oppressed people of the earth. You are the Lord of all the weak. And you are our Lord, Ya Allah. To whom should we turn to other than you? Should we turn to leaders who don't care about us, who neglect us? Or do you leave our affairs in the hands of an enemy who bombs us, who kills us? Ya Allah, if you are not angry with us, and you're not angry with this Ummah, then we'll continue in this hardship. We will continue like this. However, Ya Allah, your protection and your support and your help is far better for us. We will be patient, Ya Allah, with whatever you put us through, so long as you're not angry with us. But we hope, Ya Allah, that you will change our situation for the better. O Allah, we seek protection in the light of your face. We seek protection in you. And through your light, it illuminates all the darkness. You cast away all the darkness and all the sadness. And through which all the affairs in this life, all the affairs of our life and the Akhirah are made good and easy through your light, through your nur. O Allah, may it never be that we should do something that incurs your displeasure, Ya Allah. Or that you leave us, Ya Allah. Let us never do something which displeases you. And if you are displeased with us, Ya Allah, as a Ummah, then we will continue to make dua to you. We'll continue to worship you. We'll continue to beg you until you become pleased with us, Ya Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ And Ya Allah, there is no changing of our situation. And there is no power except with you. You are Mawla. We put our faith and our trust in you, O Allah. We ask Allah to help the Ummah, to grant ease for the Ummah, and grant us victory over our enemies. We ask Allah to grant us strength. Ameen. We end after the Jummah Salah, we'll have the Janaz Salah, an abstention of al-marhum Sheikh Ismail Haniya, and we'll have that janazah salah after Jummah. Just one short announcement. As I mentioned, the radio is with us, and we thank them, Voice of the Cape, for joining us. For those who would like to participate and like to have a copy of this lecture, you may join our WhatsApp line 084 222-1308, and you'll get the slides as well. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.